mentions Vayet Moshe es Mateu Ala Shemayim Vahashem Nosam Koilois Uborod. Voices, sounds, Uborod Vatihalach Eish Arts. A fire came down to the earth. Vayamter Hashem Borod Al Eretz Mishem. This is parashah we learned about the Din of the Ten Makos. We have seven. Oh, we have Rav Stern here. Rav Dov Stern gets a Mazel Tov. He had a grandson, correct?
Correct.
Where is the grandson? In America or Eretz Yisrael?
In Baltimore.
None of the above. Not in America, not in Eretz Yisrael. Under the Platz. You're in Baltimore now?
Yes.
Oh, he's in Baltimore now. Okay. So when is the Bris?
Right now, we're not sure.
Okay. It should be in the right time.
It should be Thursday, but they just have some other tests.
Okay, Mir Tashem. You're right. Maybe Mir Tashem should be Ita Bizvani. Okay, Mazel Tov from everyone over here. Okay, who's someone in Ari Yitzchak told me he had to be? Who told me in Ari Yitzchak?
About
Dov, he had a grandson. Dov, someone, I forgot who told me. Okay, Mazel Tov to you. Thank you for tuning in. Okay, in this week's parasha we learn about Borod. The Mako, there are seven of the ten Makos appear in Parshas Vo'era. It's a long parasha, very difficult parasha, a lot of action. Action-packed parasha. Multimedia special effects parasha. From all the parashios, if they would have to do a film, it would cost a lot of money to have all the special effects for the ten Makos. For the seven...
Real special.
What? Har Sinai is the most expensive. Talk from a perspective of some multimedia production. Har Sinai Yisrael would be the most expensive, but Parash V'Eira would also cost quite a fortune to try to present the seven of the ten Makos, and one of the seven was Makas Borod. Makas Borod is hailstones, but it wasn't just hailstones, because the hailstones were not the typical type of hailstones that you find in America, if you can find them. They were not ice, it was fire. Fire on the inside, ice on the outside. How do you do that? Only Hashem can do that. The two can coexist. And they came down. It didn't just come down, it came down with sound. It came down, it wasn't just a hailstorm. There was, the pasuk says, Vayet Moshe es Mateu, he lifted up, or he directed. Vayet means to direct. Doesn't necessarily mean that he picked up. Vayet, he turned Moshe es Mateu al Hashemayim. You would expect us to say Lishemayim. What do you mean al? It sounds like some type of supernatural thing above, on top of the heavens. Whatever this means, I have no idea. VeHashem Nosan Hashem directed. Nosan he delivered. How do you translate these words? Not so simple. Koilois, so it says more. Koilois. Uvorod. It is interesting that we do not call this maka makas koilos, because why should it be any more of a miracle, the borod, than the koilos? And in fact, it says the people were terrified. I don't have the pasuk in front of me this moment. They were terrified from the koilos more than they were terrified, affected by the borod. By the actual hailstones. Oh, it's a good question. What exactly was the call? Was it thunder? Was it just a loud sound? I don't know. It's subject to a lot of interpretation in the Mefarshim. I vaguely remember from memory that maybe it was the sound of the Malachi Hashore singing Shira. Hashem allowed human beings to hear the songs of Shira of the Malachi Hashores, and that frightened the living daylights out of them. Okay, so there are many different interpretations of exactly what it means. It could be that every person or something different. It doesn't exactly. So Mr. Rilis is suggesting that koilos here means thunder. Thunder. Where's the lightning?
Sometimes that's what the term means.
Yeah, usually. When we look at it from our perspective, we look at a very simple level, we assume it means thunder. Where's the lightning? Thunder is only, we know, only a delayed... the sound of light is much, the speed of light is much swifter than the speed of sound. So whenever there is a coil, it means it had to be thunder, it had to be lightning. A ra'am, the ra'am is the thunder. Where's the barak? Okay, so all of these are subject to interpretation. Exactly what were the koilos? If there were koilos, where was the lightning? Was there lightning? Vitvati halach esh artza. It says here a third thing. There was fire that was sent to this earth. Vayamter Hashem bor Hashem rain down borod al eretz Mitzrayim. There's an enormous amount of information here in this pasuk. Number one, there were koilos. Number two, there was borod. Number three, there was fire. And number four, there was rain. Four things are presented in this one pasuk regarding, and Chazal, they go to town, every single one of these words, to tell us what exactly was the mak of borod. For whatever the reason is, we call it borod. But there was so much more going on. There was so much more. Why don't we call the mak makas esh? Why don't we call the makas koilos? Why do we call the makas makas motor? It's motor. There's a maimon chazal in every single one of these words, which reveals incredible things happened at this time when this makkah took place. Correct, but you got to call it something. So obviously, one of the four elements here is primary, and everything else is tofel. But as a offshoot, as just a topic for today's discussion, it does mention koilos, and not muchach that the koilos here are koilos of thunder. Because if it's thunder, where's the lightning? You want to say the Aish? Do you want to suggest that the Aish is the lightning? It should be the other way around then. It should say there was Aish because the speed of light is faster than the speed of sound. So if it's referring over here to the sound of the lightning, it should say Vati Halach Vashem Nosan Aish Vikoilos. First comes the Aish, then the sound of the Aish would be the Koilos. And then the Borod, which is the slowest of the three, and then that, but it says they're a different order. It says first there are koilos, then it says there was Borod, and then it says Vati Halach Eish Arza. So l'chayra, maybe the Eish has nothing to do with the koilos. Okay, we're not here now to go through the Mefarshim of the Pasuk. We're just here to use this as a springboard to talk about a very complicated topic, which I never had clarity, and I still don't. And we'll learn it together today, more clarity about the laws of making a bracha. When we see today, we see and hear thunder and lightning. Now, we all know there are two blessings. There's a blessing of Oisei Maisei Bereshis. That is a bracha that we're supposed to make when we see lightning. We're going to discuss all the halachas in a moment. I'm going to do some lumdis. The lumdis over here from the Shleime Mitzir by Felder. But the truth is, a lot of the lumdis presented here in the Dir Shum Mishnah Brura actually mentions the whole shtickle, part of the shtickle, not a little bit, it touches upon what the Shleime Mitzion also dwells upon. It's right here in the Dir Shum. We'll discuss this. But let's just go to some of the basics. I'm going to read some things inside because this is a very confusing topic. And I'm very confused, and let's try to clarify everything together by reading it through together. There is a halacha that when a person sees lightning, he should make a bracha. There's another halacha. When a person hears thunder, he should make a bracha. What is the bracha? So we typically make a bracha on lightning, oisei maaseh bereshis, and we make the bracha shekoichoi ugvurosoi mole oilam. Hashem's power, his koyach, and his might is mole ha'olam when we hear thunder. So let's go through this very carefully. Because generally, now, the truth is, I was going to say things outside first, and then we're going to read it inside more clarity. What happens if you make the wrong bracha? So it says here, Beferes Shulchan Aruch, we'll see that really you can make either bracha. You can make the bracha of Oisei Maisei Bereshis on hearing thunder. And you can make the bracha Shekoichoi Ugvurosoi Molei Ha'olam on witnessing lightning. It's our custom to say Oisei Maisei Bereshis on lightning and Shekoichoi Gvurosoi Molei Olam on thunder. But the truth is you can switch the brachas, or you can say either or. And then comes the big question, if you can say both brachas, why not just make one bracha on both? Which indeed you really could, and that's what we're going to discuss. Let me read you what it says over here in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch talks about Al Hazikim. Hazikim, this is not this flying star. What is a Hazikim? I don't know what a Hazikim is. Al Hazikim, does anyone have a good translation of Hazikim? I'm not sure what Hazikim is. What? No, because then it goes on, Vuhu Kimin, yeah, a shooting star. What does that mean exactly? I'm not into these things. Vuhu, the Shulchan Aruch himself, the Mechaber himself, tells us a basic description of what Zikim is. Vuhu kimin koichov hayoyre kechetz, bo'orech ha-shamayim, mimokam lumokam v'nimshach oyoy keshevet. A shooting star that goes from one end of the sky to another. It sounds like a meteorite to me.
Or a
comet. A comet?
Yeah.
Okay. And it says here, v'nimshach oyra. There's a condition, the light has to, nimshach, it sounds like it has to last. It has to
extend.
It leaves a lasting impression, at least for a few moments, a tail. Okay, fine. That's one example. That's obviously subject to interpretation, what exactly that means. Fine. Next. That's not what ra'adas ha'aretz. It's an earthquake. When the earth shakes. An earthquake. When you hear an earthquake, most people, they run for cover. They get down on the floor. Right? That's what they say. The earthquake is a very dangerous thing. It's a very big sakon, especially in modern society. Rachman l'tzlan, buildings, something is not right in the foundation. Rachman l'tzlan, it can be deadly. And an earthquake. Okay, so it's very interesting that in Shulchan Aruch it says that people have the presence of mind that when there's an earthquake, they make the bracha oisei ma'aseh bereishis. Today, a rabbi will tell you, you have an earthquake, get down on the ground and don't be so religious. Chamira sakanto yoisei me'sura. But yet, you see that knowing there were many earthquakes, we haven't even chazal, in where they didn't have such
big buildings.
And there was a lot of death, a lot of horror. So, it's very interesting. An earthquake, we know to be, even in Adaraba, in primitive societies, where the structures are very primitive, it's even more dangerous. It's even more dangerous.
It's just another weapon of God.
There was even more, so therefore you would think that the most, you know, it's not the time to think about making brachas. It's time, you make a bracha, sh'osli nes, b'makom hazef, you survive it. All right, that's enough for now. The al, now here comes what I want to discuss. The al habirakim, the al horeomim. Barak, lightning. Not the political candidate in Eretz Yisrael. Lightning. The al habirakim, you make a bracha, the al horeomim, that is lightning.
Thunder.
Barak is the lightning, a flash of light, the al horeomim, thunder. Then he goes further, the aluruchois shenoshvu bizaf, tornado. Okay, it's a hurricane. Is this a hurricane or a tornado? Both. Okay, the al kol echod me'elu. You don't have to hear them both. I don't know, for some reason, someone once confused me years ago and told me, you have to hear them both. It's not true. You don't have to hear them both, one or the other. Al kol is explicit. Al kol echod me'elu oimer boruch ato Hashem elokeinu melech olam. Oseh, over here in this Shulchan Aruch, the vowel lies at Oseh, not Osei. There's two different girsois. Some say it's Oseh, some say it's Osei. Ma'aseh v'reishis. Nafkamin, is it Oseh or Osei? Is the world in the continuous state of creation? Oseh is the past tense. Oseh means the world continues to, it's a continuous process. It's a difficulty because it says Vayichulu Hashem Aretz V'chol Tzom. The word Vayichulu indicates that it's over. It's done.
But it's always adjusting.
It's adjusting. So, okay, this is not for now. There's a grammatical concept, a Hashkavah concept. Over here it says Oseh. This, someone put the dots in here. Okay, this is not necessarily, there were no dots in the original Shulchan Aruch. Someone put dots over here. Oseh Ma'aseh Bereishis is fine. V'yim, now here's what's important for us. V'yim Yirtzeh Yoymar. If you want, on any one of these things listed, and what's really very relevant for us is thunder and lightning, you can say, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Shekoichoi, His power, U'givurosoi Molei Olam. So the Mechaber leaves it to you. The Beis Yosef, Mechaber, there's no Rambam on this, the Mechaber says, whatever you want to do. On each one, you can do whatever you want to do. You see lightning, you have a choice. Whatever bracha you like better. If you don't, not everyone can memorize that bracha. If you don't remember that bracha, you can make the bracha of Oseh Ma'aseh Bereishis.
How often?
Okay, we'll discuss that. We'll discuss that soon.
You actually have to see the lightning bolt.
No, you don't. So very good. First question, let's go the one at a time. First question, Mr. Marillis, this is a very important question. You actually have to see the lightning bolt. So let me read you what it says over here from the Dirshu, our Dirshu. They write Uminika Oilam. I'm reading you over here what it says over here from the Dirshu. Hevi Hagoin Rebbe Shloimoy Zalman Orbach. Okay, Zechasag Levracha. Levarech loirak al rias haborok atzmai elegam al rias oiroi shel haborok. You do not have to see the bolt of lightning. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach says,
you can see through a window. Right?
Yes, you can see through a window. Yes, absolutely. If you see a flash, that's what it says.
No, but you have to see it. You're seeing it somehow.
No.
I'm reading you what it says. Umina ka'olam. This is good stuff here. Umina ka'olam hevi. Hagoyin of Shlomo Zalman Orbach. Shut she'elus u'tshuvas. Minchas Shlomo. Chelik beis. Simen dal. Ois lama dal. Lvorech. Loirak. Al riyas haborok atzma. Elegam al riyas oiroi. Shel haborok. If you see a flash of light.
What's the other thing?
What's the bracha? V'chosav, and he writes, Shenochoin hu. It is correct to make the bracha. V'chein chosav b'shut tzitz Eliezer of Waldenburg.
V'chein... But what's the difference between the two things you're saying?
It's not so common for you to see the bolt of... You see the bolt of lightning come out of the sky? In New York City, all the buildings, it's very rare to see the bolt of lightning. Now, you can see it. When you're driving on the road, you see it. When you
when I drive on Bedford Avenue a few times, I saw a bolt of light, and that was the comment.
You saw a bolt of light, that was the what?
The camera.
Okay.
So you have to see the change.
I feel bad for you, it's $50. If you see that flash, it's $50.
Yeah, but,
ding, ding, ding.
You know, the
I got two of them already. That's it? It's torture to drive in New York City. It's torture.
Yeah.
25 miles an hour.
Come on, snake, and he says you were dead.
Okay, and then you get that picture. Look, you look at you can show you the license plate. They rub it in. They zoom in on the license plate. Okay.
Get more than a couple of them. They
take your license away. They suspend your driver's license.
No,
that's right.
No.
The bottom line is, you have to have an app that tells you watch out. I know there's an app. There are 20 apps. There are 100 apps. The truth, you have to drive safely. That's the truth. You have to be careful. It's done for good reason. Okay, you have to drive safely. You have to drive safely. Listen, whatever. Let's not get sidetracked. Let's learn. Okay, so you don't have to see the bolt of light. Everyone experiences this. When you drive on the road and it's raining, you see very, wow. You see, mamish, a bolt of lightning.
And if it's behind you?
No, so it's behind you, so you don't see it.
You see the light.
So some people are questioning. You don't know the halacha. Some people don't know the halacha, so they have a doubt. You're making a bracha. A bracha is not a simple thing. You don't just make a bracha like that. You have to know that you don't say Hashem's name in vain. It's a very serious violation. It's aseres hadibros. L'sisa shem Hashem elokecha l'ashav. So if you don't know the halacha, you begin to have doubt. I didn't see the bolt of lightning. I saw a flash. It's raining. I'm driving. I see a big flash. And I you know, it's like, wow. The whole sky lit up. I didn't see the bolt of lightning. Can I make a bracha? Yes! Yes. Rav Shlomo Zalman brings down in so Tzitz Eliezer, v'chein hora ha'goin Rav Nosson Karelitz. Okay, another very old quote from Rav Nosson Karelitz. You make a bracha, you don't have to see the actual bolt of lightning. If you see a flash in the sky, you see the ore of you can make a bracha, and the bracha that we make is oiseh ma'aseh bereishis. That's the correct what we do. Next.
Way God made the world?
What?
That bracha,
we think, what does that have to do?
The way God made
Hashem made the reality, the scientific reality, that when it rains and there's a collision of clouds, that this incredible phenomenon happens. So yes, we are describing a mitzius that we don't often get to see, a scientific reality that Benjamin Franklin, you know, with the key, the God said, Isa. Right, you remember your history with the key and the whole string. So this is a sub that we don't often.
Lightning is from the ground to the sky, not to
whatever it is, whatever. Don't confuse me with the facts.
<It's shocking.
laughs> Don't confuse me with the facts. The bottom line is When you see this bolt of lightning or this flash, it is a revelation of Hashem's incredible creation and all of the science.
You say the bracha on the lightning, 5 seconds later you're going to hear thunder. You have to say
it. Okay, we're coming to that, one thing at a time. You've already touched upon the first thing, which is very important. Excellent. You touched on money. So let's say you see lightning. You see lightning, either the bolt or you don't see the bolt. You just see a flash, right away make a bracha. Or you say Maaseh Bereishis. If you're swift on your feet, you can make the bracha. You can make the bracha before you'll hear the thunder, which is a very good thing. That way you can make two brachas. Because if you're going to wait, then you may not be able to. We're going to explain in a moment. But if a person is swift and you see the light right away, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Oseh Maaseh Bereishis, right away. Now, even if you don't, and then you're listening, no, where's the thunder? I don't hear it. I don't hear the thunder. You don't always hear the thunder. You don't always hear the thunder. Why not? I don't know. Whatever it is. Sometimes you don't hear the thunder. It's too far, or let's say you're indoors, you're in the car, too noisy.
They're not strong enough.
It's not strong to make a loud sound. Okay. I don't know the science. There can be a whole variety of reasons why you don't hear the sound. Whatever they are, whatever the reasons are, you don't need to hear. There's another mistake. Some people are mistaken that you only can make the bracha if you have both together. That's incorrect. Okay, maybe there's a shita. It doesn't say that over here. I didn't come across that. I don't know why it was planted in my mind this doubt that if you don't, you have to hear them both. You have to see the lightning and you have to hear the thunder, then you can make the bracha. It doesn't say that appears to be it.
It's put down that you wait to hear the thunder so that you know that the lightning was really from a lightning.
It wasn't from a telephone line that crashed.
That there was a storm going on.
Okay, but that's problematic for another reason, because once you then hear the thunder, it could be you can only make one bracha. You can't make two brachas anymore. You only can make one bracha and both together.
But
then you only make... Okay, let's read. I'm going to read the Mishnah Berurah. I'm not going to make anything up over here. Usually I make things up. Today, let's read what it says inside. Okay? Okay, you have to make sure. I know, someone once went to do Kiddush Levana, and he came out and he says, you know, thinking about it, I'm not sure if I made the bracha on the moon or the light pole. And it's not a joke. You know, sometimes you come out of shul, it's very cold, and you look, oh, you see, and you make the... You're right, you got to make sure. We live in a modern world, and what exactly are you looking at? 100%. We live in a plane, you know, they have, on the road, they have the planes, they flash light to guide planes. You all know, you drive down certain roads, it's an airport, so for the runway, they don't just have lights for the runway, they flash. They're blinking, they're very powerful lights. These lights along the runway to guide airplane from miles away to see where the runway is, they flash very strong, powerful bolts of light. And if you would not know better, you would bring a person from 200 years ago, they would think, oh, that was lightning. Because they're not familiar with the technology of today and things are different. You're right, so you have to be careful, you have to make sure that...
From 200 years ago, there was a thing called an electrical storm.
Okay.
An electrical storm is not caused by a rainstorm where we have thunder and lightning. The point was that you would wait to hear a thunder to make sure it's not an electrical storm, that it's a true...
Is there really a difference? Do you really... If there's an electrical storm, there are no clouds?
Of course it's not. Correct, it doesn't have to have clouds. No, you don't have to have clouds.
I don't know what electrical storm... I don't know what this is. Okay, I'm not wrong with you. I'm just not familiar. What?
That's what I remember learning.
Okay.
That was the difference.
Okay, I'm not familiar with... I don't know what an electrical storm is. I don't know. I'm not... I believe what you're saying. So you're saying... Dov is saying that... There is such a thing. I don't think... It doesn't say this over here. Dov is saying that there is such a thing where people would wait to hear the thunder to make sure that the lightning is authentic. It's not fake news. It's authentic because even 500 years ago, there is such a thing, other types of ways where there can be flashes of light in the sky that are not due to a storm, and it seems that those do not qualify for a bracha. The bracha of lightning is only when the lightning comes from a storm of rain. not from other conditions which can produce light in the sky. I'm just wondering why not? If there's a bright light in the sky that's due to a natural, scientific reality of Hashem, why doesn't that also qualify to make the bracha Oitzeh Maiseh Bereishis? But you're saying, I don't know anything, I'm just saying words, just talking this out. Yeah. Okay, so you're saying there are other types of light. Pasha says it has to be a storm over here, because all it says over here in Shulchan Aruch, it says the word, it says Barok and Re'emin. So Barokim and Re'emin. And these are typically terms that are used specifically in reference to a rainstorm. Clouds in the sky, which have a science of their own, and produce bolts of lightning, lights up the sky. You don't need to hear the thunder. Sometimes, for some strange reason, you can hear thunder and you didn't see lightning. Let's say you were indoors, and there was, and then you come out and you hear the thunder, but you didn't see any lightning. That could happen also. You can make a bracha independently on each one.
If now, you have a problem, you mentioned that when you have a lightning rod, you're forcing the lightning to come down. Is that called lightning or not?
Yes, it is. Lightning, you're just redirecting it. A lightning rod is just a redirection. You get the lightning, you come here. Don't go there. The lightning, you didn't send the lightning, Hashem sent the lightning. The science sent, whatever, the mitzvahs of Hashem's Bria created the lightning, and the lightning rod is just a technique to redirect it slightly. You count how much can the lightning rod really redirect it? Not that much, just to make it safer. That in case it's coming in this vicinity, it should go to the lightning rod, not a few feet away. The lightning rod just is a very small redirection of where the lightning is going to go. Now let's read the Mishnah Berurah.
But how many times lightning hits the top of the Empire State Building through every storm? It's like hundreds of times.
Wow.
Hitting the Empire State Building.
But they must have a special lightning rod there, which is able to power it.
Grounded.
Everything is grounded, but it's, I don't know anything. It's very interesting to study this. I don't know anything about this. I'm going to say nonsense. Anyway, I say nonsense, but certainly I'll say a lot of nonsense. All right, I want to read over here what is over here in the Mishnah Berurah. It's very, very important because he elaborates on a lot of things, and the Dirshu elaborates more. If we have time, the Shlomo Tzion, he goes even deeper into a lot of these very interesting things. Okay, so it says over here, the minig is, I'll call Echad V'Echad. I'm going to read you very quickly. I'll call Echad V'Echad. It says here in the Mishnah Berurah, you make a brach on every single, each one independently. Mishnah Berurah, I'll call Echad V'Echad. Oilam Nohagim. Now, he's drumming ahead. That we said that what the Mechaber says, you can make any bracha you want. Two brachas. You have a choice. It's not good to give people a choice. Once you have a choice, you can clear the whole day. What bracha should I make? The bracha shekoychay ugrosam holy olam. It's like going on Amazon, buy toothpicks. You can spend the whole day. What kind of toothpick should I buy? Shekoychay ugrosam holy olam or oisem maaseh bereishis. Mishnah Berurah. Noyhagim levareich. No choices. Okay, we're going to make life simple. No choices available for you people. The minog, this is the established custom. The Mishnah is not telling you what. We're just telling you what the minog is. Noyhagim levarech al habrakim on lightning oseh maaseh bereishis. Period. V'al hara'amim and on thunder shekoychay ugvurasay v'chulu v'chein mistaver. The Mishnah Berurah says, even though the Mechaber says you have a choice, you can do whatever you want, either one, that's not the custom. The custom has been established that when lightning you make oiseh maaseh bereishis, and on thunder you make the bracha shekoychu gvirosoi mole oilam. Okay, no choices. Okay, it's not in the Mechaber. This is the Chay Mistaver. Sha'al yidei horam nire gvirosoi shalakadosh baruch hu yosmi baruch. Through thunder, a person experiences the might of Hashem more than lightning. Okay, so the shekoychay ugvurosay mali olam, thunder scares you. It's an experience. Chazal say HaKadosh Baruch Hu only created thunder and lightning to straighten out the crookedness of a person's heart. When you hear that sound, it shakes you up. The sound shakes you up. It's interesting. That it's very interesting. We have an expression, "Einoi doime shmiya l'ri'ya," and the simple translation, the way most people translate that is, a picture is worth 1,000 words.
Seeing is believing.
A picture is worth 1,000 words. It is a much greater koyach in seeing than in hearing. You see from the bracha, not like that. You see from the Mishnah Brura, the minhag ha'olam is to say shekoychai ugvurasai mole olam. Which one between the two brachas? Which one would you suggest is a more intense bracha? Oyseh maaseh bereishis, or the bracha shekoychai ugvurasai mole olam? I can't speak for anyone, but I would vote is that shekoychai ugvurasai mole olam is a bracha which shakes you to the core. Oyseh maaseh bereishis, beautiful, beautiful. Beautiful. I didn't see anyone faint by Birchas Hachama. Okay, by Birchas Hachama, everyone went out early in the morning to make the bracha.
Is vague. It's not as clear as the other.
It's less right. It doesn't have that emotion. And I didn't see anyone. I don't see anyone faint by Birchas Hachama. Yeah, very nice. Come out. They beautiful. You go to the wonders of the world. Okay, go to the Grand Canyon. Go to Niagara Falls. You make the bracha. Oyseh maaseh bereishis. I never went to these places, but I don't hear about people fainting when they make their bracha. When you hear the lightning, the thunder, this is a frightening thing. And the Mishnah Berurah is telling you, the minhag ha'olam is to say the bracha, shekoychai ugvurasai mole olam, on thunder, and not on lightning, and it's mistaver. Because when you hear the thunder, you shake into the core. So, what do you mean? Ein edoyne shmiya l'ri'iyah, which simply is understood to mean that ri'iyah is much greater. Not so fast. Everything has their day in their limelight, day in their thing. There's a koyach, there's a maila of ri'iyah. You get to see it all. And there's a maila of shmiya. All it says in the chazal, ein edoyne shmiya l'ri'iyah. It doesn't say which one is better. People automatically assume that the order doesn't say that. Each one has its unique maila. And you see that from halacha. Halacha. Shekoychai ugvurasai mole olam. I told you this 100 times. In the world of advertising, what costs more money? To advertise radio advertising or to put money on a big billboard? Radio advertising is infinitely more effective than putting up a big sign on a billboard. Diet, you want to go buy Diet Coke? So you can go pay money, put up a billboard. Every single car who goes down the highway subliminally sees Diet Coke, Diet Coke, Diet Coke. And then you can have a radio commercial, drink Diet Coke. Which one is more powerful? So ask a scientist, they'll tell you, the one person, how many people will see the billboard? 1,000. For every 1,000, how many will hear them say, How many people will hear on a commercial someone say Diet Coke? 1 in 1,000. Which one is more effective? The 1 in 1,000. He'll buy Diet Coke. And 1,000 other people are not going to buy it. Why? When you see something, the amount of time it stays in your mind is a fraction of a second. You're driving down, you see Diet Coke, got in your mind, out. If someone on the radio says, Diet Coke, I'm going to watch everyone now. They're going to go buy Diet Coke after the show is over. Diet Coke, it remains in your head for 3 seconds.
As a matter of fact,
3 seconds. It doesn't filter out of your brain for 3 seconds.
If someone tells you a phone number and you just see it or read it, you're not going to remember. But if you say it out loud,
3 seconds.
5 seconds later, you'll remember what you said to yourself.
The impact of Shmiya has mylois that Re'iyah doesn't even come near. So when it says in Chazal, Eina doime Shmiya l'Re'iyah, it doesn't necessarily mean that Re'iyah is far superior. There's no question. A picture is worth 1,000 words. No one's denying. But don't discount the koyach of Shmiya. And the haraya, okay, go try marketing. 3 seconds when you hear something, it rings in your head. It's pretty good. It's pretty good marketing. And now we go lahavdil elif alfei avdolis halacha, halacha. There are two brachas. There is lightning, and there is thunder. The thunder is the sound. There's the sound of lightning, but there's a delay because the speed of sound is much slower than the speed of light. But look at the bracha. The Mishnah Berurah says, don't listen to the Mechaber. Don't listen. The Mishnah is not telling you what to do. He's just telling you what the Olam is. The Minhag HaOlam is on lightning, you make the bracha Iseh Maaseh Bereishis. On thunder, you make Shekoichoi Ugvurosam Ol Olam. Umistaver! The Chofetz Chaim! Umistaver! It makes a lot of sense. V'chein mistaver sh'al yidei hara'am. Through the thunder, nire givurosa shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu yoyser mi borok. Okay, Mishnah Berurah. Amdam be'emes, but he acknowledges, he can't deny what it says in the Mechaber. You can make either bracha. Avol be'emes shayach kol achas mi'abrochas al shneim. V'alkein. Now here comes very important. Now comes the halach l'may. V'alkein, therefore, im shama ra'am. Let's say a person hears thunder. V'roha boro ke'echad mivorech brocha achas. This is a very important halacha. If a person hears them both, which sometimes before you got to be swift. Before you process, oh, I just saw a bolt of lightning. I got to make a brocha. What brocha? By the time you put yourself together, which brocha to make? Oh, you hear the thunder. So now, both already happened. So now, you make one bracha, mivorech bracha achas tahainu oseh maaseh bereishis al shnehem. V'im beirach, that's probably what they told me, it confused me years ago. Everything's in the Mishnah Berurah. V'im beirach shekoichoi ugvurosoi moli olam gam ken yotzah. Okay, so this is very important halach. Each one by itself deserves its own bracha. May ikar hadin, you can make either bracha you want. The minhag ha'olam is to say on lightning, oseh maaseh bereishis, on thunder to say shekoichoi ugvurosoi moli olam. I told you as an aside, there's two girsois. Either it's oseh or oseh. Mr. Merulis pointed out a very important fact. You don't have to see the bolt. As long as you see the flash, that's also enough to make the bracha oseh maaseh bereishis. Next. Since the brachas are shaykh for eat both of them, if by the time you put yourself together you already saw both lightning and heard the thunder, you make one bracha. I find it interesting, I'm assuming to be a devil pashad ad ma'od, is that let's say you come out of a room and you hear thunder. And then a minute later you see lightning. It's not the same. The thunder that you heard was from a previous bolt of lightning, and the lightning you hear now is from a different. So nowhere does he say that it has to be the same, because we know, I'm assuming they knew as well, right? I don't know, there's a way to, I don't know if anyone talks about this, I'm looking at this, is when was it known, this phenomenon, that the speed of light travels much faster than the speed of sound, and when you hear thunder, you're just hearing a delayed sound of the lightning. When was this scientific fact?
Why does it have to be related to the same thing?
It does, that's what I'm saying, it doesn't. I'm just giving foreshadowing something I want to come to later. I'm telling you this because it's foreshadowing something I want to get to. We're going to have time from the Shleinim Mitzion, a beautiful Yisoid, and I want to basically play with that Yisoid, with this fact. The reality is, we know today with certainty that the sound of thunder is just the delayed sound of the lightning. In the time of Chazal, was that known?
They were passing the messages with light, not with sound.
Well, but because they could, because that was just practical. But in the time of Chazal, even if the Chachamim, this is another very big topic. Even if the Chachamim knew all the secrets of creation, when they made halacha for the average man. Is that a fair statement to state? That even if you'll say that they knew every scientific fact that we know today through Ruach HaKodesh, but when they taught halacha and they taught halacha is for the average person. The average person doesn't necessarily know all the secrets of science. So, in the time of Chazal, there's a bracha. There's a bracha for lightning, a bracha for thunder. I don't know. I have no idea. Did they know then when they composed these brachas that the sound of thunder is the sound of the lightning? There's lightning, and that lightning produces a sound, and there's a delayed sound, because it has to travel.
I would think the shepherds would realize in the open field there's the lightning, and then a couple of seconds later it's thunder, that there was a relationship. They must have figured that out.
Okay, I don't know. You're right. It sounds logical, but in science, we know it's the same thing. It could be, there's a parallel. Whenever there's lightning, there is sound. Is it poshut that it's the same? It's just two sides of the same coin? Or no, this is a scientific thing. There's lightning, and lightning is followed by thunder. But hayeluchud v'hayeluchud. Because look, sometimes you don't hear the thunder. You see lightning, you see all these flashes of lightning, and you don't necessarily hear any thunder.
It's too far away that you can't hear
it. It's too far away, or because of interference, there are buildings, there's this, that. I don't know, I have no idea. I'm saying this for a reason, and it'll come soon. But here, the Mishnah Berurah says, if you hear both, the Mishnah says, the Alkein, Im Shamar, notice the order of the Mishnah Berurah. If you hear thunder, which already, it's the lightning already is long over, Vira'ah Barak, and you see, he puts the order, the opposite of the Metzias, the Chofetz Chaim, which is not so long ago. The Chofetz Chaim knew this for sure, it's a sound. And the Mishnah Berurah says, you see, you hear thunder. Uvira'ah Barak Ke'echad. What do you mean Ke'echad? It's not the same. It takes a little bit of a delay. Mevarech Barak Achas Tahainu Yisem Maaseh Bereishis. Al Shneim. Now, here, let's go further. Next halach. You can make one bracha. If you see them both, you can make either. So the Mishnah Berurah seems to say, if you see them both, you experience both, he seems to say you should make one bracha. Which one? Oise Maasei Bereishis. That's going to be koilel both. He seems to say that b'di'evet, if you, the one bracha you made, it's also good. It also covers both. So if you only see one, lightning, thunder, both together, b'di'evet, if you both together, b'di'evet, you said, you're done. Now, further. Which is what people, they're not back to back, they're not immediate. There's lightning. Okay, make the bracha. You don't know that there's gonna be thunder, or you hear thunder and you don't see lightning. If they're not tichufim ze'ach hazeh, mevarach techila al habarok, you make first on the lightning. Shehu misra'e techila le'inu adam. So your mama says oisem maaseh bereishis. V'yachar kach al haraam shekoychei ugvurosoi moli olam v'hu adin im lo ro'o es haborok. You didn't see lightning. V'shama kol haraam uverech olav shekoychei ugvurosoi moli olam oy shabech oisem maaseh bereishis. V'yachar kach ro'o borok mevarech olav gam kein oisem maaseh bereishis v'ayin v'shar yitshuv v'shakotem v'shar b'rich yosef di'im berech al borok v'nishavein. Okay, that's the next part. Okay, so here's saying a very big chiddush. This incredible chiddush. Okay, so next, let's go to review the two new cases that he presented. You're driving, or you're at home, and you see lightning. So if you're swift on your feet, right away, I see lightning, Baruch Atah, right away make the bracha. Don't delay. You shouldn't delay. Bracha, you're not supposed to delay. Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Oseh Maaseh Bereishis. And then, all of a sudden, it's thunder. Oh, thunder. Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Shekoichoi Ugvurosoi Moli Haolam. Very good. Let's say you're driving and you hear a thunder. Ooh, a thunder. So what bracha? So what bracha do you say on thunder? Shekhach v'as mol olam. Let's say by mistake. Let's say the im who are the im loy ra bark v'sham kol ha'im and let's say you're a little bit confused and you hear thunder. Oh, thunder. Can I make a bracha? And whatever the reason is, you make Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam Oseh Maaseh Bereishis. And your wife says to you, what are you, it's the wrong bracha. Didn't you go to yeshiva? You don't make Oseh Maaseh Bereishis. No, it says no chaver, you can make either bracha. So you made the bracha on thunder, oseh maaseh b'rei. That's not what you're supposed to do, right? The Mishnah Berurah says the minhag ha'olam is to make the bracha shekoychei ugvurasei molei olam. But you know, you forgot and you made the bracha on the thunder, oseh maaseh b'reishis. Okay, you're very proud of yourself. You know the halacha. And then 10 seconds later, a big flash of lightning is presented. And lightning, what bracha do you make? So I would think, okay, in my ignorance, if I made the bracha of oseh maaseh b'reishis on the thunder, so now that I see the lightning, I'll make the other bracha. You don't want to make the same bracha again. And you're allowed to. It says in the Mechaber. It says in the Mechaber that you can make that really you can do whatever you want. So if I already made the bracha of Oseh Maaseh B'reishis on the thunder, even though that's not the common minhag, now when I see lightning, a few moments later or a few minutes later, I should make the other bracha. No. The Mishnah Berurah says the minhag ha'olam is so strong that you're supposed to make the bracha oseh maaseh b'reishis, make the same bracha again. Really? Isn't that amazing?
One doesn't cover.
No. Isn't that amazing? Yeah. I'm going to read the words again. I'm not making this up.
It's like making shahakol.
Twice. Yeah. No, so it's not. If they serve you a cup of coffee and you make a shahakol and you have, and you they're not going to bring me ice cream here in this place.
I was thinking of if you're not sure what bracha to make and you make a shahakol, covers, right?
No, but it's a separate item. It's like you go to a place where they serve you a drink, and you have no expectation they're going to bring you out ice cream.
Yeah, okay.
And then after, all of them bring out, here's some ice cream. Oh, when you made the shahakol, you had absolutely no chance they're going to bring me ice cream. What a surprise. You mechuyev to make another shahakol on the ice cream.
Open-minded.
Right. Normally we're open-minded, but you have to come up with a case. Like today you'll tell me there's no such thing because today we live in a world where the unexpected happens. Yeah. So you're open-minded. But let's say for argument's sake you'll construct a case where you're not going to do it. It's not going to happen and your kavanah was only on what's in front of you and then they bring out you another dish as the same bracha. You make another bracha because you had no kavanah for that second. It wasn't present and you had no kavanah. So here it's the same thing. It's an incredible chiddush. Over here, you're making the bracha on the thunder. You're making really the wrong bracha. You're making the bracha oseh. It's not the wrong bracha. Chas v'shalom. The mechaber says you have a choice. Do whatever you want. And you make the bracha oseh maaseh b'reishis. And now, a few moments later, look at that. There's lightning. So what bracha do you ordinarily make on lightning? Oseh maaseh b'reishis. Since I already made the oseh maaseh b'reishis.
How much time do you have before you can say it?
There's no time limit. As long as you see it, you're not mechuyev to wait. If you see the light, the lightning, make the bracha immediately. And then, if you hear the thunder, now I make another bracha. If you wait, you only make the brachas once. Another good question you're asking. You only make the brachas once on for a storm. You only make the brachas. I'm going to discuss the case with you in a second. It's getting very interesting. In a second, but you only make these two blessings once per storm.
In the morning, you have a storm, brother. Afternoon, there's a storm.
The Shulchan Aruch says that the sky has to clear up completely. If the sky does not clear up completely, if it stops raining, but it's still cloudy, and then rains again once a day, same storm. The sky has to clear up completely to make a new bracha. Or here's another chiddush. Or it's the same storm, but it's a new calendar day. Even the same storm, a new calendar day, you make the bracha a second time on the next day. But per day, one bracha per day for the same storm. If it's a new storm, then you make a different bracha. I'll tell you very quickly, very fascinating question, which only can exist mamish today in today's modern day and age. Let's say you're a pilot. And you take off in the morning, New York, and you're going to California. And as you're taking off, the pilot, are there front pilots out there today?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
There are, yeah.
They're women.
So, what?
Women from
pilots. Why not men?
Oh, they don't.
You don't know. You know women pilots. Very interesting. It's a very interesting profession. Fascinating profession. You have a pilot, and in New York, it's pouring rain. They can be making this bracha very often. Okay, they see it all. And this mamish, lightning and thunder makes the bracha, and he flies out of the storm. He goes to a new city. He goes to Chicago, Atlanta, goes to Florida, Chavez. Ah, beautiful, comes down, lands. And then he gets back, okay, next leg of his journey, he goes back to New York. The same old storm. He goes back to the same storm that he came from. Does he make a bracha? It doesn't say this in Shulchan Aruch. It says in Shulchan Aruch, because Shulchan Aruch didn't fly around like this. You can't go leave a storm and go back to a storm. But the place can bring a fair shariah from the case of a basam, you make the bracha again. You can, if you leave the storm, basam is the case is a person who has a perfume shop. If you have a perfume shop and you walk in the morning and there's basamim, you make the bracha bari atse basamim. If you and you make one bracha per day, you sit in the store the whole day, you're inhaling these fragrances, one bracha. You walk out of the store and you may see achdas, you go for lunch, and you leave your store. So then, and you may see achdas, and then you come back to the store, you make the bracha again. Because you left the store. And when you left the store, you may see achdas. So if you're in a,
that's the same thing with your cup of coffee.
A cup of coffee, you're not misiach das. Until you make the bracha achrayna. Food is different. Food has a different, no. By the way, there are many, number one, the food is birchas hanenin, and the storm is birchas hashevach. It's a different rule. Birchas hashevach, the sum is birchas hashevach. It's not birchas hanenin, it's birchas hashevach. The sum is davar sheilai mamash. Okay, maybe you can argue, but let's, this is what it says in a minute. You leave, a pilot sees, doesn't say this case in Shulchan Aruch, because it wasn't Shaykh in Shulchan Aruch, to go leave the storm and come back to the, what do you mean? We leave the storm. How do you leave the storm? You go travel and come back, doesn't exist. Even so, then by a pilot, it's very Shaykh. You have a storm, you leave this, you see, make a brach, you leave the storm, you come back later in the day, you fly back, you may see Achdas, even though it's the same storm. And even though it's the same day, you make a bracha again. That's the only case, a riddle. You ask the question, how can you have hechatim so a person can make a bracha lahalacha on thunder and lightning more than once a day? Shulchan Aruch says he can't. It has to be once a day, and has to be a different storm. If you in a plane, you leave, you misiach das, and you come back, you can make the bracha twice. But getting back to the halacha over here, the thunder and lightning. So you would think, that if I made one bracha, if I made the bracha of Oysa Maisa Bereshis on the thunder, so I'll switch, I'll make the other bracha. It's incredible what the Mishnah Berurah says. He's saying is the minhag is so powerful. You make the bracha of Oysa Maisa Bereshis a second time. The koyach minhag oiker halacha. There's a principle, the minhag. If Eliyahu Navi will come and tell us, all right, Rabbi Yisai, I'm a Shia, Eliyahu Navi represents Emes. We discuss this. The Mahus of Eliyahu HaNavi is Emes. And he will come and be Megala. The Emes is, you guys are doing it all wrong. The shoe that you're using for Chalitza is the wrong. Eliyahu, we're not here. Don't confuse us with the facts. Minhag, this is the minhag Yisrael? Minog oike halacha. You have the very delicate principle, obviously. You have to know the balance of how far that. You have to know the balance. But let me read the words. Vuhu adin. Imloi roes haborok. If you did not see lightning. Veshama kol haram. You heard thunder. And what bracha do you make on the thunder? You made the right bracha. Uberach alav shakoichai ugvurosei moli olam. Oh! Or you made the other bracha. The bracha oy she beirach oy se maase bereishis, and now what happened? The achar kach ro barak. Oh, and now you see lightning. So the bracha you made on the thunder didn't patter the bracha you made on the lightning, because when you made the bracha on the thunder, you only heard thunder. Ro barak mivorech olav gam kein oy se maase bereishis. But I just said maase bereishis. Say it again. Oh, but let me switch. Let me say the other bracha. No. The minig is to make on lightning oiseh maaseh bereishis. You made a mistake before. Before you said shekoychoy, you said oiseh maaseh bereish on thunder. It's not a bracha levatola because the mechaber says you could do either or. But the minig is this is the nothing changes. Just because you already said this is a very incredible principle, because this is nogea, this is nogea in many different inyanim. Of a person makes a mistake, so you want to cover for your mistake later on by doing things which are questionable but are not necessarily wrong. No, that's not the way halacha works. In every situation, you do what's the right thing to do. Don't go try to go fix up old mistakes. There are exceptions. If a person gets an aliyah and you make the wrong bracha, and say Asher Bochar, you're supposed to say Baruch Hu Es Hashem. You probably had this experience, right? Many times, Baruch Hu Es Hashem, Hamavayroch, Baruch, and then Baruch Ato Hashem Kimechom, Asher No San Lanu. So normally, everyone's like screaming, it's mamash a shouting match. Asher, no, the guy doesn't care. Leave me alone, you people. Asher No San Lanu Toiras Nes VeChayelam Natab Besachenu, and the guy doesn't want to listen to you. He did the wrong thing. Then they finish the aliyah. What is the halacha in Shulchan Aruch? No one disagrees with this. What do you do when you finish the aliyah? You say Asher Bochar Banu. Then you reverse it. Now they should catch you in a good shul. Don't worry. Flatbush, they'll catch you.
What happens if you do Asher Bochar Banu the second time and the first time and second
time? So you make the bracha a second time? I don't know the answer. If you say Asher Bochar Banu at the end, and no one, do you make a bracha again? But what's the halacha? What is the halacha? I don't know the halacha. I don't know. Good question. I don't know what the halacha. Do you have to make if you say Asher Bochar Banu, and then you say Nochamol Asher Bochar Banu, and no one stops you, and then you mafsik. Do you make the bracha Asher Nosan Lanu? I don't know the answer. But this I do know. Remember this very clearly. If you make the bracha Asher, Asher Nosan, and no one stops you, and then they lane, then you make at the end Asher Bach. That's a very big chiddush. It's a chiddush. Because you can argue the bracha of Asher Bochar does not belong here. So either you won't make a bracha, and you already made Asher Nosan. You can argue, make either Asher Nosan a second time, like in our example. You're making Oysa Masa Bereshis twice. Or don't make a bracha. To go bedafka, make the wrong bracha to cover up for your mistake, is a tremendous chiddush. That's not common, such a concept. And the Harai, you see the Mishnah Berurah here says, if you make oisa masa bereishis, don't switch later and say now for the lightning and say shekoychoy. Why is this different than birchas haTorah? Why is it different? I don't know why, but obviously it is different. Okay, these are very interesting things. Bottom line over here is, let me show you. Let's say a person makes the bracha of oisei maaseh bereishis. This is the wrong thing to do. You know, I'm going to make one bracha, and my one bracha is going to go for what's coming later. You don't do, this touched upon another concept. When it comes to food, you make the bracha oiver lasiyasa. You do a mitzvah. A birchos ha-mitzvah, the bracha is before you do the mitzvah. Before you put on tefillin, you make the bracha lehoniach tefillin. Before you put up the mezuzah, you make the bracha. Before birchos hanen, before you put the food in your mouth. Birchos ha-shevach, you make the bracha after, when the sun has risen. Now you make the bracha, birchas hachama. Kiddush levana, the levana is here. You make the bracha by birchas hashevach after. So let's say a person makes the birchas hashevach in advance.
It's before he starts.
Boring is birchas hanenin. Boring nefashos is birchas hanenin. That's a bracha acharoina. But let's talk about, you make a bracha shevach before. Tomorrow the sun, you go outside and you make the bracha the very last second before the sun comes. Bracha sacham. You make the bracha when you see the sun. You know what? Let's wait and make the bracha, watch bedafka the second before the sun comes up. Are you yoitza the bracha of bracha shevach? On bracha sacham? There's certain, I know there's going to be a comet. I know my calculations. There's going to be a clip. So I'm going to make the bracha the moment before, so there should be no hefsek. Don't go chat me by telling me you were mafsek between the bracha. I'm going to make it before. Are you yoitze? Is there a principle when it comes to brachas hashevach, you can make the bracha in advance? So here's what's very interesting. Here, Mishnah Berurah says that let's say I see lightning or thunder, and I make the bracha with the kavana, it's going for both. And I did not yet eat, part B did not yet happen. So I made a birchas hashevach in advance. Are you yoitze? See, this is where the difference between even though it's nature, we know this. I don't know if you saw that from today, that they go together. He's saying that's the reason why. Which means you cannot apply this, as I said before. Since we know that thunder and lightning is one and the same, it's just a delayed reaction. So, Mimelo, if you make a bracha for both, your kavanah for both, it's valid. But that would not necessarily apply. The problem here is you're making a bracha in advance. And a birchas hamitzvah you make only, a birchas hashevach is after. But since thunder and lightning is one and the same, so if you have kavanah for the future, or you kavanah for both, since lightning and thunder is one and the same, even once one part has come into existence, to have kavanah for the second part, even if it's going to be from a different bolt of lightning, it's okay. Because if you have one part and you have kavanah for both of them together, it's one
really,
mitzias.
It really has nothing to do with kavanah, because the thunder happened already. You just don't hear
okay,
it.
So that's what he's saying in essence. He's saying in essence is that since thunder and lightning is be'etzem one, so even though this is shaloi kehalacha, you're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to have bedafka, each one should be separate. But if you do, and the problem with doing this is because one of them has not yet happened for you at least.
You do the same thing by Lakas Neiris, when the wind covers their eye.
No, that's a birchas hamitzvahs. That's a different story. It's birchas hamitzvah l'shabbos. But the birchas hashevach, by definition, is after the event already happened. Thunder and lightning is unique in that, let's say, the simple case, if you see the lightning, and I make a bracha oisamai sebereishis with kavanah for the thunder. Excuse me, what are you doing? You're not supposed to do that. It didn't happen yet, the thunder. Well, this might be an exception, because since lightning and thunder is one and the same, it's just a delayed reaction, a delay. So making a bracha, even though the second part has not yet happened, b'di'eved, you might say the bracha, and you don't make another bracha. But you can't go extrapolate from this to other types of situations where you would want to make the birchas hashevach in advance, because nothing happened yet. Here, even though I didn't yet hear the sound, but if I see the lightning, it's a science that the thunder is coming because the sound already was produced when I see the lightning. So therefore, since one and the same, so the bracha, the birchas hashevach, it's not considered to be premature. But you can't extrapolate to other situations. All right? Let's stop here.